Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Yeah, your audio. Thank you.
And go, okay, well, as I was saying, now I'm recording. As I was saying, is that men don't have tickle. Where did my audio? There it is. Okay, it's back. All right. Men don't have tickles in the backs of their throats. They have raging wars. Battles.
Battles!
And basically, I just had that going on. It was just a battle front.
A battle back.
A battle, yeah, battle back in my throat. and it's over now. It's gone now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Yep.
So much drama on a Wednesday.
Yeah, hump day, yeah. It's a
okay. That's why. I get it now. I should have known.
You should.
Too many people humping. Gonna be a lot of drama and fluids.
Yeah. You know what drama means.
Because people have to hydrate, yeah.
Why is your, it's so quiet. Is that, I don't think that's my headphones. I feel like you're just like not.
I'm quiet?
Like, yeah. Well, as long as the bumps over there aren't too small on your Audacity. The Audacity.
Oh,
of
no,
the
they're
file.
Not tiny. They're quite. I'm like.
They're robust.
I have a robust.
My waveforms are impressive and soaring.
They are! Yeah, if Ron Burgundy were here right now, he himself would be just shocked, amazed, appalled, and have one.
He'd be holding velour swatches up to the waveforms in order to redecorate them properly, because obviously they're very nice in their natural state, but just to be appointed.
Yes.
Ensconced.
Ensconced.
Enshrined and enthroned.
Well, that's where they belong.
Betrothed.
Honestly. Together.
I'm going to betroth this entire studio.
Well.
Yeah.
Good. Good day.
Yeah, it's not that great of a day, but it's all right.
No, it is. No,
every
it's
day's
nice.
A good day when
What's
you're
wrong
alive.
With you? Oh, that's gross and sweet.
Yep. It's stupid because it's true.
I know. Now, if more people could get on board here and not be dicks about it. If it's just true, it just is. Stop arguing. Yeah. Stop getting so sneaky.
You're not allowed to be on board if you're a dick. That's just redundant.
Okay, so that leads me into one of my thoughts.
Oh, you have we have
week.
These. Okay.
I have thoughts.
Oh, this is adorable. Let's prance them out here like a dog show.
Oh, okay.
A thought show, just on a leash, just little thoughts.
Yeah.
Prancing around.
Oh, God. So cute.
Shaved up like poodles and things.
So cute.
Got a okay. A mop thought.
Oh, yeah. This one's a retriever thought.
A dachshund, a wiener thought. Think of, there's a lot of, obviously
yeah,
there'd be
Jason
a lot of those at your thought show. There'd be a whole lot of wiener
yeah.
dogs, you sicko.
There's so many. Long hair, short hair.
Wiener fest. Landing strip.
Oh, dear.
Do men have landing strips, or is it more of just like a...
You guys have happy trails.
Oh, yeah, I have happy trails. It's almost like if a diving board has a felt... walkway up to it.
You just reached back into the confines of my memories. And
oh my God, I didn't mean to make that so personal. That's okay, moving along.
No, like that's like that. Like, I don't think that's ever been said out loud. Nobody talks about that strip on the diving board.
Yeah, that's that little, usually at the country
strip.
Club, I think they have that.
I know, and not many people have money.
Yeah, it costs a lot to maintain that little...
It costs a lot to have money.
It costs a lot to maintain wealth.
Well,
it's like a,
if only we'd known.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a big dung beetle ball with money stuck to it. That's basically what accruing wealth is like and maintaining. There's just a core of shit in the middle. Moneyball.
Well, yeah.
Moneyball, starring Brad Pitt. And it's just like a snowball fight, but with money balls with turd centers.
And also...
Nougaty centers.
Ew!
Hey, it's a fiber... It's a high-fiber diet. That's what you want. Okay?
Oh, Jason, honestly, I'm still kind of eating...
We know. We can hear the post-chewing, just like the echoes of chewing going, just reverberating.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
You're right. Okay.
After Shards.
So here's my thought. We'll get back to.
Oh, yeah,
trailing back.
It's on life support back here.
So, okay. So I saw this hilarious picture of someone, a poster that someone actually posted of their missing turtle, their tortoise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're missing a tortoise.
How do you lose a tortoise?
Honey, I don't know. Okay, so they have a little tear strips with their phone number and everything, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they have bullet points of what's going on about this tortoise, okay? And I'm going to read them because they're hilarious.
Shouldn't you, like the first thing you do if you have a domesticated indoor-outdoor tortoise is to possibly, with indelible ink of some sort, just sort of write a fucking address on its shell? Like it's got
just in case they get fast, like in a minute.
I mean, same thing. What? Like if you had like a pet snail, you could do the same thing. It'd just be a little bit more delicate, but like just a turtle. I mean, I don't know, do something. I know they can feel that.
Your
thing.
Way does work sometimes. Here's what I've seen.
It would
on
feel
Pinterest.
Like fingernail polish on them though, because I think think that their shell is like a big fingernail, basically.
It is. It's a bumpy one.
Yeah.
Well, on Pinterest, they actually to keep track of your turtle, you tie a balloon to them.
Wait, what?
Oh, so
not a balloon that would lift it off the ground. Okay, I had a different image. I was like, that's not good. Like, no, you tie a balloon to the top and a string to the bottom, and then you have, like, a dog attached to the string, and that's how you keep track of your turtle. You have a dog with a turtle suspended from it via a balloon.
Yeah.
Just floating
the
about
in the middle,
50
yeah.
feet. So you've got a bunch of turtles floating 50, and you have to, like, obviously... air traffic control these turtles.
Yeah.
So you'd have like a parrot, parrot somewhere up on a perch, just making sure.
Oh my goodness, this is so just one balloon.
No, but like really? This is gonna catch on, right? And it's gonna be a lot. Like it's gonna have more than one dog with a turtle attached to it with a balloon floating
the
turtle.
Jason has a business plan already. Exactly. So, if I may read the hilarious points about this dude's missing tortoise.
Oh, okay.
Okay. One, he be my nigga.
Okay.
Point number two, pulling all the bitches at Petco.
Well. How big is this tortoise? Did you mention it was like 2 feet across? 1 foot?
He didn't really say. There's a picture, but, he could be larger.
To scale? It doesn't have a human hand in there? Or just like someone with an elephantitis-riddled hand and it doesn't help for scale? It's like, here's a picture of the tortoise in my hand, but do realize that I have a 10 years onset elephantitis, so my hand is quite out of proportion as well.
I haven't helped, have I?
Now, here's a dog tied to my hand for further scale, but the dog is miniaturized. It's the miniaturized retriever, so also that scale. And here's a replica of a dollar bill that I printed. It is also out of scale. So all that together, and a photo of that together.
That's elaborate.
Mm. It's a nice photo. It's my family
nice.
Photo.
It
it's my Christmas
nice.
Card photo.
Yeah. Oh,
which is printed on a cardstock quite large, like a novelty check, and it is out of
same.
It is out of scale. It is delivered by hand to your home. And the hand is, of course.
No, of course.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying.
Okay. Bullet point number three. He was chilling like a villain, and someone grabbed the nigga.
Oh.
Bullet point number four. I'm motherfucking pissed.
I think he wrote this. It sounds like this gentleman wrote this, like fresh.
With a lot of emotions.
No, right after, probably like he just went straight to his keyboard and he just let it flow.
He did. Mm-hmm.
The tears and the emotions. The emo. All the emo.
Yep. T's and emos.
Yep. T's and E's.
We have lots of T's and E's about
get
this.
Get the easy
okay.
T's.
He said, when I find you, I will poke you in your eye and burn down your house.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It started off there and it went all the way to there.
He's... Okay,
like went
but
from,
we have
went
to talk
from
about
the
how
Three Stooges to like fucking Psychopathville land.
Yeah, no, he's upset.
Boss Town.
This is very evident.
Tour.
Okay. He says, also, fuck your bitch and steal your lettuce.
Steal your... Oh, is lettuce, because lettuce is valuable to turtles, so he's going
to... It is to turtles, yeah.
So he's going to take the lettuce, of course, and possibly any cabbages that might be nearby. He's going to rob you of all your leafy greens.
He's going to take all your cabbages.
Because he's in it for the green, obviously.
For the green, okay.
The bitches
lastly,
and
says,
the green.
Hey!
Hey, hi.
It says, please give him back. I'm gonna cry.
Oh, see, he's just mad. He's just upset. He doesn't so mean
sensitive
it.
Sensitive about his tortoise.
He's such a softy, but he with is the, a with softie. The with the shell.
God, nigga. But that's what I was thinking earlier today after reading that. For some reason, when I was driving to the gym this morning, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I wanted to be like, my nigga. And I was like, I can't do
actually,
that.
I think you're so white, you might be able to do that in most settings. I think at this
because
point...
Because I just hear it in Samuel L. Jackson's voice. He's like, oh, wait, no, no. What
oh, well,
it?
I Dang think
it.
It's racist
that
now.
That was the other black guy.
No, no, you did it. Lawrence Fishburne, probably, but it's just,
no,
it's already too
no,
racist. Dave
no,
Chappelle?
No.
Yeah, that's all the black people I know.
No, it's the more gosh, he's in every Denzel. I think it was Training Day or something. Where he's like my.
Oh yeah, that's right. Right? Yeah, it's yeah. like he. I think yeah. he has that copyrighted along with like Paris Hilton's legs or something. That.
But that's a pretty funny. But I think it's unfair because I think at this point, if I were to say it, there could be really sensitive people.
Yeah, but they're
the same
douchebags.
Like, hey, you can't. But then I'm like, but one. I'm not saying the full word. Two, clearly I don't mean it
those
in any serious manner.
Instead of
and
carpetbaggers.
Three, in my head, it's just about a tortoise.
Yeah, and...
But they don't, you know,
I think that in this...
personal.
This day, both this day and this age, I want to include both.
yeah, just in case.
Yeah, also this bridge. and these chairs. In all of them. I think people are becoming consciously aware enough that they can see more the irony in... Someone as white as yourself.
I know!
Saying my nigga. You would hope so. The people who would take issue with it would just be perpetually crying and they're always taking issue with everything.
Exactly, they do. And here, for me, also, I mean, it could be said that I sometimes like to push the envelope of humor.
Push it right into the mailbox of comedy.
Oh gosh. Well, and people are just like
mail it to the Hitler of good taste.
Oh yeah. Well, and then you get the people's faces like.
Yeah. Continue the correspondence of hatred and exploration.
Well, it goes there.
It does sometimes.
It's kind of.
Hey, someone's got to visit. You know, Hatredonia.
Sounds like a dumb place.
Trumpland.
Yeah. There you go. Nailed it.
Yeah, it's like it's the fires of Sauron or whatever. Or
well, so I pictured myself like walking into the gym and someone getting a really good lift, like, you know, PRing or something. And I just pictured myself being like, my nigga. And then everyone's
yeah,
laughs,
but think if you do, you think if that guy who's PRing is like the one who's going to be upset by it. And then you just totally turn their day around, you know, it's like just ruining somebody's wedding or something. You just walk in there during just their best time and just totally throw it all into controversy. And then they just don't know, you know, like, I was going to have such a good day.
I feel like I've had real moments that are very similar to
I think
that.
We all have. I think it's part of being human where you have those, like, just, like, if you had a live action Price is Right horn, losing horn that you could fire off, it would really soften the blow a lot in those situations. Because there are those ones where it's like, I don't know, you're like in a stranger's backyard for weird reasons, and then all of a sudden, but then you're just like, so, what do I do here? and then when it ends, I guess it's just like an Austin Powers, Dr. Evil style moment where you're all just kind of standing around still there like, all right, well, I guess I'll leave then.
I understand.
Yeah. Being an adult. The happy news is that just like my theory with tattoos... is the same theory that I've gathered being an adult and uncomfortable moments is that when you're a kid you have, you know, 5 to 10 pretty solid uncomfortable moments that just stick with you that you think about where you're like, why did I, what the, and you're thinking about them.
Those are so good.
They're good,
but
then as you get older you just keep adding to that pile like Scrooge McDuck and eventually you just like take your shirt off and with a whole bunch of anchor and sailor tattoos and all burly you just dive into your pool of sadness and awkward tat memories.
Yeah, like all the gold memories that's not so awesome.
And then you just swim in it and you learn to swim well and you do the backstroke and just relax and float in a turgid ocean of human anguish.
That's way more better.
Angst. Yeah, it is. Like, and to explain that my tattoo theory is that if you get two bad tattoos, or if you have four tattoos and two of them you hate, then you're really gonna think about how you hate half of your tattoos. But if you get 50 tattoos and you only hate three, then you don't really think about the three as much. So just get more tattoos. Just get more bad memories, I guess, is what I'm advocating.
Yeah. And that's how you learn to swim.
Mm-hmm.
With ink.
Yes, in the inky, darkened waters of shit. I think there's octopi in there. Just making it darker and darker. Which is we in like the same way that ponds and housing additions called Lakeview and crap like that. How those ponds are stocked with fish. We stock this pond with gigantic octopi and squid that battle it out.
That'd be so fun.
There's a tally. There's a big scoreboard with two percentage bars, two little progress bars. That's one with a gigantic squid silhouette and one with a gigantic octopus silhouette.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a balance. It's like, how many octopi versus squid are there in the ocean of sadness right now? Like, they're fighting it out, and we're just sort of keeping an eye on the cultures.
Those squid, people think that, they're really underrated, massive dude. Like, they get at it. They're pretty intense.
Yeah, those guys aren't.
They're not, all, squishy and huggy.
Messing around. Yeah, ocean floor going gigantic squid.
What would be the land version of a squid, do you think? Like a comparison.
Something that we actually have, or something that we would make up that would be kind of...
Oh, well, we could do either both or...
Because I would guess, like a spider, probably. That's not very funny, but if you think about it, I think they're all kind of... They're all kind of multi-legged,
Not as an octopus, the squid. The squid is, what animal or creature is, kind of like an elusive, but, big, but, tons of badassery.
Sasquatch, then? If we're talking,
Okay.
I mean, that's a pretty easy comparison.
So a squid is a Sasquatch of the ocean.
Sasquid.
Sasquid.
That sounds like a color that you might coordinate waveforms.
This goes with my chartreuse.
These waveforms are going to look divine in Sasquid. if I just throw...
Honey, it's the new black.
Throw a little yellow stone on there.
Yellowstone.
Well, because I guess the Sasquid would be in Yellowstone. So, you just... You put the
oh yeah, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and some Atlantic blue. You see how I'm tying it all in together? How I'm coordinating this whole story?
Yes.
All the themes are being tied together.
Oh.
Yeah, and a pinch of Eye of Sauron, which is an unknowable color that drives you insane.
Well, but you can feel it.
Yeah. To incorporate it is to die from insane lusting into the oblivion.
Oh, God!
It's just somewhere with the squids and the octopi, they're lusting over the sanity of
humanity. My goodness. Who knew they were such lusty creatures?
And that their rhyming schemes were so simplistic. I mean, they're good at fighting. They're bad at poetry. I'll give them that. I'm going to be honest.
Well.
And I'm going to be honest from a distance, because... You don't want to be honest close up to a giant squid. No. No matter how impossibly black you are.
Yes.
Like Kanye West.
Oh.
Right, well.
I don't care for him.
Have
we been over that enough?
Yeah, no, I think we touched on the subject long enough.
But enough.
I'm not even going to tag that this time. We're just going to move on.
We're not going to tap that. We're going to pass that.
Primaries yesterday in Idaho, Oklahoma, I think maybe, and or...
Yeah, that was fun.
More places.
Oh, yeah. Iowa.
Arizona.
There were
three places. The Republic of Colombia, Papua New Guinea, and the entire continent. Half of the continent of Australia.
Is that where they're holding all that now?
But not a whole half, a very gerrymandered half.
Not a whole half.
Gerrymandered half.
Whole
recognized
half.
This year for being born. He is an infant. He has done nothing with his life yet, but we're recognizing him as sentient.
And then he's Mr. Mander, And then he names his child Sal, middle name Alan. Salamander.
Sal Alamander. Recognized this year for, for being born to an infant.
Sal Alamander. Oh, Lord. Jesus, please. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. That's so funny.
Yeah, so, but there was some real good old-fashioned voter suppression going on in Arizona. It was a sight to behold.
Yeah, what was that about?
Corruption. Long story short.
Could you explain to our listener, our fractional listener, please?
Yeah.
What exactly went on? Because I did see some goings-ons.
Oh my God!
Did you just burp and then I burped?
Well, I think that's what technically, if you were to describe the situation.
What is even with us?
That's
You're
good pod.
Welcome.
To the flash of existence, all the way back at the pre-dawn of time, before the Big Bang even bung. So that you know,
before it bung,
that compromises our, you know. I'm not even gonna say, I can't even say, like, you know, to say the word is just, it's not fair to our, you know.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In Arizona, one of the primaries yesterday, there were over 2 hour waits for many Democratic voters, and unsurprisingly, a lot of the video and the social media, which is the only coverage of it, you will not see an actual, like, camera aimed at any of this at all. Like,
oh no, everybody's over here looking at some guy that jumped off a bridge. Thanks.
So, like, you've got people with their iPhones and stuff walking these lines, and it's mostly Bernie supporters, oddly enough.
Yep.
Waiting in 2 hour plus lines to vote Democrat. Many of their voter registrations or vote for, I don't fucking know. Like, we're voting to vote again later. It's like, it's so stupid, but their registrations, they all were registered Democrats. I didn't hear any hubbub about Republicans having any trouble. So it was all Democrats being registered as independents or Republicans when that's not how they registered themselves. And then on top of that, too few polling stations. And so that resulted in long lines. So just a huge, like, this happened yesterday, I think. So we have yet to really see what the fallout is going to be. I think that there was already investigations, like, day of, they're already launching investigations and things, and, like, that's the only state that Hillary won, quote-unquote, from Sanders.
Shady
so,
business.
I don't know.
Shady business.
It's super shady. It's like, it's, you would think that if they were going to defraud voting, they would be a bit more subtle about it, like, just how how horribly bungled this is, and how obvious, like, and the fact that you don't hear anybody talk, nobody talking.
No,
it's only social media.
Because the stuff that, okay, and here's the crazy thing. The crazy thing is that people are, quite a few Trump supporters are supporting Trump because they think that he's not like everybody else and he's going to get us away from that. Like, Trump knows that he's getting those type of people who are like conspiracy theorists, when in reality, real conspiracy, real things are happening over here right under our noses. And because of social media is the only reason we even know about it.
Well, how about that's true. I mean, God bless the internet. It's the only thing holding this whole shit show together, if you really think about it. Because if it wasn't for that, keeping sane people, kind of balancing things out right now, it would just be, like, the video I saw at the Trump rally that just came out of a guy who they interviewed, I think, before the rally, it seemed like, who was a protester. And he was just holding up a sign with Trump's face with a cross-out circle over it. And they just, so ironically, a black guy just deck him and then start stomping him, and then the whole crowd cheering. Like, he is stomping this, like, you can't see, but he is violently assaulting a guy on the ground.
This happened recently?
Yeah, it is. Like, look up the video. I think it just happened in the last couple days.
No, I can't. Those make me
You don't
sick,
see it. You just
literally
see the guy, like,
I know,
sticking up out of the crowd,
that
stomping
could do
on the guy.
To another human,
and then everyone around him cheering him on, and it's like, oh my God. And this is, like, the sentiment. I mean, happily, if you, I think it was the same video, the same crowd, because when they pulled out on it and they show Trump standing, it's a very sparsely attended auditorium. So, like, that's what's so crazy. This is almost like, I doubt, you know what? This is going to be refreshing for you LGBTQ or XYZ M Amalot Sekum. Seiko Watches Incorporated. All you queer folk, which you can be called. Can I call them that? I mean, I don't know if I feel like them is more an offensive term than queer folk in that sentence. So we'll just move along.
All right.
I think that for once, you could be aligned with these. I forget. I derailed myself with the hate mongers, I suppose, as being fringe. Oh, there we go. Being very fringe, but very magnified because. Just like, the trans community is less than a percentage of most people. However, we spent the last 5 years talking about that and terrorism and a little bit of weed, which I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
But similarly, Trump, I don't think he's like, just like he's getting all the media coverage, that's the only thing making him seem like, that and the polling numbers. I just talked myself out of it. But that's Republicans.
Well.
They're probably not people.
Well.
I mean, they're demonstrating that pretty thoroughly. This isn't me voting Trump in as my nominee. So
Wait a minute.
But I don't know. I don't think Trump is that that big a deal. I think it's just the media exploding his constituency, which is literally what he has. And literally Trump's that guy from Oh Brother who's running. Literally, go back and watch Oh Brother. He's that guy who attends a white power rally, like a KKK rally,
yes!
and then he's showing up to a stump speech or his like political thing, and he's like, "Oh, the solely in a sacred ceremony. It's unseemly, the undignified," and it's just like all just taken aback by how disrespectful they are. To him and his kind, murdering people who look different from them.
Wow. That is a really incredible parallel right there.
Yeah, go watch The Brother.
We need to go back and find some clippage and add that to our Sipcast when we release this.
Go watch The Brother, Oh Movie, Where Art Thou? And get back to me about that sentence.
Oh, the music from that movie is my everything.
Yeah, the Clooney from that movie is my everything. I'm sorry, I said music, right? Okay.
I can't sing. I know that. Don't come at me with that. I already know.
Oh, yeah, and also it's got the guy who plays usually zany parts in Adam Sandler movies as the lumbering hillbilly. Or
I just do not think that movie could have been any more perfect ever.
Oh, yeah, another perfect movie, The Big Lebowski, that he was in as Jesus.
That's a good role for him.
Yeah, that's a good...
good job, Jesus.
That's a good bowling roll for him. Yeah.
Bowling roll.
It's layers. I just constructed a delicious layer cake of puns.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's so deliciously layered and moist.
Oh, we don't have to bring
words. I know, it's
like
not
that.
The right word, but it's they use it on the front of
it's rarely
boxes.
Well, it's good on the boxes can say the word moist, ironically.
Okay,
but nobody... Nobody
cringes when they see that they're like that.
Moist
good
is
things.
To cakes as nigga is to black people and painfully white women.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you can say it because it's okay.
Yay! Okay.
Boxes are allowed. Cake boxes are the only thing that's allowed to say moist anymore.
No one else
say it. Stop saying it. Just stop.
Ugh. It's the M word. Ugh.
Yeah. It's not good.
So I have to tell you. We've been on here a couple times about how I'm trying to find decent coffee around here ever since moving away from Seattle.
Oh, yeah, I got that thing that Mom sent, that you sent Mom, that I got that thing.
Is it that thing I sent you?
You got the thing?
Storyville, which actually I worked on their website way back when I was working at Les Avenged. Storyville
Holy
coffee.
Crap, they're so good.
They make coffee.
I need one of those out here. I just love that literally they have like four things on their menu. And then, like, three coffee beverages. Like, four foods, three beverages. That's it. The atmosphere.
I love it.
Makes it. Like, it is just... Everything is just done perfectly.
How about you douchebags bring the culture to the conversation via your experiences and your lives, not your stupid coffee drinks? You assholes. Why do you have to have a fucking cat looking at you from your cat, your latte? You don't have a latte to offer, do you?
Oh, no.
Ah. You don't bring a latte to the table, do you? You have to have one served to you.
All you're bringing is a bunch of crappuccinos.
Yeah, a bunch of crappuccinos. I scoffy at your crappuccino.
Yay.
Oh, that was fun.
Okay, that was fun. I want to bring a story about coffee out
is
here.
Is this biscuit?
Just delicious. Yes. Holler.
Oh, delightful.
Okay, so anyway, I've been on a search. You know how people like wear like those really awesome like big hiking backpacks with like water and they're like practicing for like a really big like hike or climb or mountain or triathlon?
Yeah.
I'm like that, but like less stuff, but just for good coffee locally.
Just to walk around with?
I just need to find it. I'm on a trek. This is my journey. Oh. This is my cross.
Oh, you weren't talking. There's so much emphasis on a backpack. I thought you were looking for a back-mounted satchel in order to collect coffee beans in, like Juan Valdez. Juan Guillermo del Toro.
Del Toro Guillermo. Okay. Oh. Anyway.
You could work for the Central Empress.
I know, I want to. Like a cool chick sometimes. Okay,
yeah, you could
like
Trader Joe's has the people who look for the stuff. You could be like that, but for the thing.
Oh my gosh, okay. Get me a contract already. I will.
All right.
So, I obviously, like I said, have been on a search since I moved to Kansas to find anything comparable because Starbucks tastes burnt.
Dude, Star sucks.
I have since found that I love Caribou. I don't think they offer enough of the non-sugared options. Like,
isn't
I don't think
Caribou
there's a good balance. But if you want
animal?
Your lattes and all that, they actually are quite delicious and beautiful colors on their cups, etc., and great design. And then I also, there was another place that I liked local. Oh, Groundhouse Coffee and Gardener. I freaking love that place. They have an amazing, excellent balance and a very Seattle, Bainbridge feel inside for their coffee house and, you know, great, beautiful things. But. In town, closer to KU campus, is Alchemy Coffee and Bakehouse.
Oh, this sounds like there's a bunch of goatee hipsters in there.
Jason, thank you. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
That is exactly, it is the cutest. It's just like tucked away. You could almost miss it.
Okay.
You walk in, and yes,
they hope that you do miss it. Ironically, too, they're a business, but they hope you don't patronize them because it's ironic, and that's what they love. They get more.
That's their slogan.
They get more reward from that than your money could ever buy.
Could ever.
Ever.
Well, so you walk in. There's really only room for like two or three little tiny bistro tables.
It's like the.
And then in the. Okay, so when you walk in to the right. Is the counter and where they prep. They do a pour over with a lovely, like, metal, you know, tea spout. And they literally will pour slowly while talking to you and holding conversations. And they're, like, making... They have cold
just
brew.
Solid eye
they
contact.
They have pour over. I'm telling
I'm
you,
pouring,
they have this...
I'm pouring conversation into your face as I pour coffee into your cup.
Oh, gosh. They are multitaskers. And their hair looks like they just woke up and their clothes are tight, but not too tight. It's just perfect.
They've got the sex
and
hair.
And... Oh, it's perfect. Mm. Like, none of the men have makeup. They look great. Well, then, if you turn left, there's a little open, like, a kind of like a peep wall with a counter.
Right three times for those of us who can't turn left.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Eggs sitting out on the counter in those cute little, like, holders where the eggs are propped up beautifully, like a dozen. And you just order up. And it's this tiny little experience. They literally bake things, cook breakfast right there. Like, it is... So darling, and I love that they fit every single stereotype, all the way down to their conversation about everything that they talk about. Like, I like this record, but I really think the next two are great. Yeah, I like the feel. I really enjoy it. Like they, oh my gosh, it's absolute perfection.
The words don't have meaning, but the fact that they're pushed through ornate mustaches gives them all the expression that you need.
Oh my gosh, you just walk in and you just say, they just say, what are you up to today? How are you? And you're just like, oh, I'm good,
it's
thank
like a,
you.
It's like a British translator, the facial hair. Oh, goes through that facial hair, and it's like a universal translator of flirtatiousness.
It makes it make sense. I need them to start using some more old-fashioned words because I need them to fit somewhere in my mind where I've put them. And it's darling. I love where they are. I love what they've done with the place. Mm-hmm. And they're perfect. And I don't want them to change.
But here are the ways that I want it to be different.
No, I don't. I don't. I just, but maybe just like more old phrases. I love that. Like, if they insulted me, but like in a really old-fashioned way, I don't even think I'd mind. Like, I think I'd tip them extra. Like, good day. Thank you.
Like saying a good day, you know, like that. If they did that,
yes,
just as a starter,
I'd be like, okay, thanks.
Here's an extra $5. We'll see you later.
I know, and then I get this beautiful. Okay, here's an example of it. I don't like my coffee. I do like lattes, but I hate it when they get too sugary. And so a lot of times, like I'll cut the sugar, and then I'll also cut it with an extra shot. Well, I got my extra shot this morning, but instead of syrups, I get a dark chocolate mocha. But the only reason it's dark chocolate is because they use dark chocolate almond milk, and then my coffee, and that's it. It is so pure, and it is so lovely. And then I get into a conversation with them about the Slayer, that coffee machine that can like has separate broilers, and then you can like dial in like. One bean can taste 100 different ways, where it could be like a chocolate note all the way to like a more acidic note over here and all these. And I'm talking to him about it. He goes, if you think that's cool, you should look up the Black Eagle. I'm like, what?
Oh, and he's like, snap,
He goes, if the Slayer's here, the Black Eagle's up here. And you're just like, oh, I can't wait to go home and look up the Black Eagle. Like, this is so exciting. And I'm just sitting here having coffee talk with like these adorable hipsters in the middle of Lawrence, Kansas. I need to go there again. I've gone there a couple times. The first time I went there, I ended up, one of the baristas was from Seattle, and his parents were visiting from Seattle.
It's like, what?
And I was no freaking way.
You mean to tell me that every single one of you works here and has your own digital startup? That's crazy. What are the odds?
Is this for
you? That's insane. Your girlfriend makes jewelry and sells it on Etsy? Every single one of you? That's crazy.
And she smells like granola, and she uses a stone for deodorant?
Every single one of your girlfriends runs a yoga class 3 times a week. Really? That's uncanny.
Oh, and Pilates. Wow. And you don't launder your clothes. You just put them in a Ziploc bag and reuse it in the freezer. That's how you clean your clothes.
And then just leave them on clotheslines to freshen them. Every single one of you.
All of your babies are in fabric. Just fabric, like white t-shirts that you just pinned up.
And so you bought, for all of you, collectively, a lot of land out in some open forest land, and you're all building tiny homes adjacent to one another as like a small residential community for all of you to live communally together. All of you. Really.
And if you and all of you accidentally got a plastic bag but keep reusing it?
Wow.
You keep taking it to the stores? Of you? Bravo, my friends.
Bravo.
Those room temperature eggs that you got from a local hen house, just perfect. Thank you. All of you? Thank you.
And thank
you. They also had a gluten-free chocolate peanut butter cookie, but I don't have sweets until Sunday, so I couldn't partake. But at least they had a gluten-free option. I'm surprised all of it's not gluten-free and vegan, but that's fine.
I'm looking at the Black Eagle right now and becoming aroused.
Oh, Jason!
Oh, sorry.
Jason, that's the wrong website. Oh, goodness.
Oh, damn it. Oh, you're right. You're right.
You're right.
This is wrong of me.
I shouldn't do this here, but I like it.
Well, you know, when you name your coffee machine the Black Eagle, and then your slogan is you like to take it black. You know what?
Oh my God!
I don't think that's really the slogan, but it should be, shouldn't it?
Oh no!
You'll take
like
it black.
I know.
Once you take it black, you'll be super amped.
Oh my goodness! That's very good.
Yeah.
It's an espresso machine. Now look at you, you Black Eagle. Well, and I was like, don't forget it, don't forget it. So I kept picturing a bald eagle black. And then that's when I pictured him saying, my nigga. You know, like, yeah, flying around, finding other black eagles. What?
That's what I was about to say. That you saying Black Eagle is more offensive than you saying my nigga.
My nigga. Mm-hmm.
I feel more offended by when you say Black Eagle.
Oh, good. Well, good.
I mean, I feel like we've drawn some divisory lines there.
Well, I understand. I just love that so many people are 1,000% into, like, coffee. Like, when you find other people that love and appreciate coffee as much as you do and then know other stuff about that coffee or other types of coffee, it just feels like it's one of those things that just pulls the right kind of people together.
Coffee is an interesting one, too, because it's like one of the most ubiquitous, it might be the most ubiquitous and acceptable drug on the planet, aside from just like fat. If you consider everything that we put in our bodies as kind of a drug that causes a chemical reaction of some sort, like, I would say more countries and more people drink coffee, and I don't know anybody who's like, coffee madness, you know? It's just got a bunch of people drinking coffee and then beating the shit out of pianists or something. Ah! It'll drive you crazy. They'll try to rape Asian women, strangely. I'm not sure why exactly. It's coffee! Ah! There's nothing like
Jason.
That. Jumping off of high dives into empty pools after drinking coffee.
Well, I don't like that you use the word rape or Asian. So.
Raisin. Sorry.
I hope you heard my hand hit palm hit forehead.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to be culturally sensitive. So if you don't like either of those, if you don't like two words, I'll just combine them into a third word that maybe you do like. Just throw out a couple words you don't like.
Noodles. Okay, let me reorchestrate them for you.
Toodles. Well, you're not. Well, Hitler and Salisbury. Hitlerberry. Hitberry. Hillary Clinton.
Oh dear.
I think I did it. I think I got that one.
Okay. All right. And on that note.
Next. Tanks.
No.
Tanks and chemical warfare.
Okay.
Tanks being the cool thing.
That's next. Yeah. It has to be next.
War.
But like the next time?
Warfare. Tactical war. Tactical war tits.
Okay.
See, aren't you happy that I kept going? Wasn't this worth it? Okay, I think that we've learned something here in the last 30 seconds about passion and perseverance and tactical war tits. Tactical.
Why is it so easy to hear? It's inappropriate, but I'm hearing it.
Yeah, instead of war torn, war tits.
Oh, come on. Okay, just shut it down.
I don't see why. I don't see any reason for that to happen. 3, 2, 1. Yeah.